Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Good afternoon, everyone. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome. I am receiving messages here. People are saying, how do I find your Facebook Live? Will you get a notification and you go to my profile page? And for those of you who are here, welcome. Good to see you on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, 2-4-Tuesday. Today is the year of our Lord, Tuesday, July 13th. Happy birthday to my wife, Jonna Ina Combs. It is her birthday today, so she is out celebrating and doing what my wife loves to do, and that is shop. Aaron Knight, so honored to be in Stay Your Coach. It is so awesome to see how money is flowing to you, Aaron. Three awesome people in recovery are the first three here. Scott Lucas, Aaron Knight, and Haley Turner. Everyone say hello to Becky Schoengarth in Wisconsin. Becky, so good to see you here live this afternoon. Honored to have you here. And Paul, my brother, Paul Hagedorn has made it on today's Facebook Live. Paul, say hello to Sandy. Sandy, say hello to Paul. Both of you are originally from New Jersey. And Beth Devine, so good to see you here this afternoon. Beth is my loyal client from many, many years. Beth is a top-tier internet marketer and brander. I highly endorse Beth. So if you are looking for someone to really assist you to take a brand to the next level, Beth is who I highly recommend. Good to see you. Welcome, everyone. And Scott Lucas says, hi, Becky. Wojo, good to see you, my brother. And I will let you know that as I have time in the next 2 days, I am calling the hotel to start the process of breakthroughs to success so we can all collaborate in beautiful Stockton, California. I really want to have my house more done, my new house. I have plans to have a party, one of the breakthroughs party in my new house. It's only two doors down from me, so I'll avail more insight and information on that with you today. It has been a very interesting day. It has been a day of conversing with contractors, getting them to move the ball forward. Yesterday was one of those days as a real estate investor where you have about $100,000 out and no one's on your property. So as a recovering addict, that can really piss you off. It really pissed me off for a few seconds and I breathed, released, and let go. Paul says, Sandy, Bay owned. So that, and Paul goes, where are you, Sandy? So those of you who are real estate investors, you understand the progress and the process required and the patience required to bring projects to fruition. Today's topic is being and staying productive. And that is a skill that I'm very skilled at. And that means I am a recovering procrastinator. As an addict, I was a great starter, a poor finisher. I was a big deal chaser and did not have discipline, did not have a system, did not have a routine. I was a very talented winger and I could only wing myself. I ended up winging myself to rock bottom. And sobriety really assisted me with structure, a one day at a time method. I stopped big deal chasing. I brought my dreams down in here. I became realistic. And more importantly, I started to become rigorously honest. Those two words never fit into sentence structure for me before. And then I changed that to a relaxed honesty. So it's not rigorous, there was a relaxed skill in it. So let's look at being productive today. What does it actually mean to be and stay productive? Well, you want to be able to add in a relaxed body. So being productive means that there's tasks that you complete. You feel good about what's going on in your life. You're feeling inspired in it. Now, if you're not productive, there's a high probability that you're avoiding. And those avoidant tendencies are procrastination. They'll show up in your body and the weight you carry. They'll show up in the worry that you perpetuate. It'll show up in your adrenal system. It'll show up in your lymphatic system. It'll show up in other areas of your body where you exhaust yourself by being overwhelmed. And the reason that many people aren't productive is they are so overwhelmed that they can't focus on production, on results. And the more you understand that it is an absolute skill to be productive. So even the simplest task like making your beds productive, being able to rest at night without worrying is productive. Because if you're tossing and turning and sleeping and you're tossing and turning in your sleep, then that's not productive. But if you can go to bed in a relaxed REM state and you can operate on 4 to 6 hours and you can be up early and you can exercise and you can make your bed and you can wipe situations down and you can be and stay organized in a very relaxed energy, and then you can go back-to-back days of being productive. And that would be exercise, praying, meditating, whatever it is that you do, be your best in a relaxed body at it. Not the best, but the like your best effort. So your best effort is good enough. And instead of setting these giant goals out here, bring them down right here so you can accomplish them. And then compound them. So Mike says discipline, which is it's a shortened version of disciple, or it's a version of disciple. Be a disciple of your own success in a very relaxed body. Now, I'm a multitasker and a very skilled multitasker. No one in my family is like me. It's not my gene pool. It's not the DNA. It doesn't come from the bloodline. It comes from my own DNA. It comes from being skilled at it and having clearly defined goals. Becky said focus and boundaries. Very good, Becky. That's absolutely correct. And you start to have clearly defined boundaries on who you devote your time to, where you devote it, and what's going to, here's part of the equation. ROE, there's return on energy, and ROT, return on time. So there's the energy you devote in time will determine the outcome you can have. So if you're in a very low energy, a very low vibration, and you're sitting in your office getting ready to get ready, and then you call that production, it's not, what that is that's time lost. Now, when you turn time into money, time into results, time into production, now you're going to create the compounded effect. That means that there's a muscle you're starting to develop. It's an emotional muscle, and it's called consciousness. So in that consciousness, you become a lot more aware of time, and you start to put a value on it. I highly recommend that you put a price tag on your time. Start with $100 an hour. Every hour that you devote to yourself, it's worth $100. So that if you're reading a book, that time's worth $100 because that book is going to bring you value. And you don't ever raise your prices, you raise your value. I just assisted someone just today on scaling the value ladder. And the value ladder goes up because of how valuable you become. And the more value you become, the more you can command in free enterprise. You can ask for it because you deserve it. You deserve the best. But only when you feel good enough about yourself. If you're in doubt, you can't be that person. If you're in doubt, you're doubting how good you are. You're doubting that you're going to make it. You're doubting that you can close the sale. You're doubting that you're going to get the commission. You're doubting you're going to get the listing. You're doubting that you can close the transaction. You're doubting that woman or that man you're going to ask out on that date is going to reject you or abandon you. And then what you end up doing is avoiding the whole situation. Exhausted, then you end up over at the pantry, stuffing your feelings with Cheetos and ho-hos and ding-dongs. Or you end up going to happy hour and hanging out with the fellas, pounding down drinks to stuff your feelings. Or you're online compulsively dating or sexing or all the dumb shit that addicts do to fulfill their feelings. Because an addict always wants a little more. When you understand that the pleasure isn't worth the pain, then your value of your time changes. I used to spend my days drinking and going. I used to spend so much time in my head about how I was going to drink. I would like plan it all out. Happy hour at 5. Then I'll stop drinking at 7. I'll come home and go out at 9. And then at 9, I won't drink until 10. I'll have a glass of water. Then at 10:30, I can really cut loose. And then I just get so overwhelmed. Just go, fuck it. I'm going to have a drink. And that, because an addict always wants a little more. One's too many and 1,000 is not enough. And we spend so much time in our head getting ready to get ready, planning a future that never happens, worrying about a future that never happens, worrying about that person we're going to offend, or worrying about how we're going to get out of this relationship, or worrying about how we're going to quit this job. And we spend so much time in our head. When you begin to let go, separate your feelings from the events, you can turn that worry into production. And that worry, that time that you spend in production, that time you spend worrying, it just eats up your life. It eats up your thyroid. It eats up your immune system, your lymphatic system, and many other organs of your body because how much energy you put into it, how much power you give to giving away your power. And when you begin letting go and understand how valuable time is. So let's look at time. time is in a day, there's 86,400 seconds. There's 1,440 minutes. So there's 1 hour, 1 day. So you start to understand that if that was your bank account, if you were given $86,400 every single day and you had to use that money and every day at midnight you have to start over, well, that would be a valuable day, wouldn't it? An $86,000 day. Well, do a little calculation, see what that is. I actually know people who create that kind of income on an annual basis. I mean, I had a woman just recently hire me who achieves over $400,000 a month in a direct sales business consistently. I mean, that could be your story. I don't want to say that woman's not remarkable, but if you had a conversation with her, you wouldn't tell immediately that she was creating that kind of income. But if you spoke with her a little over time, you'd understand how she was doing it because her time is valuable. When your time is valuable, then you value it. But if you don't value yourself, then you don't value your time. And that's why so many people spend so much time over-obligating themselves, enabling others, taking care of others, rescuing others, and then saying statements like, I'd give you the shirt off my back. And instead of being a people person, they're people pleasers. And then they give people second, third, and fourth chances, and they look for the good in people. It's important that you look at the character defects in people as long with their character assets. When you're communicating with people and you start to sense these character defects and you start to see the dysfunction, it's not your responsibility to rescue them. It's your responsibility to disengage from the conversation and find people who you can collaborate with. And your objective is not to heal the planet. Your objective is to heal yourself and then attract other people who are looking for that type of energy that you bring to life. And you will find those people as you begin to let go, especially when you value your time. And I had someone who asked me if they could speak to me today. And now this is a really good client that I've known for years. And I let them know that I had 10 minutes at a set time. And that's exactly what it will be, 10 minutes. And I let the person be real clear on what it is you want me to speak to you with, and I will be available for you. I'm not going to charge him, but my time is valuable. But it won't be 15 minutes or 20 minutes because I don't have that available in my space today. Now, when your time is valuable and you begin to book your time out, like my time is booked out for 8 weeks. Every hour of my day for 8 weeks is booked out. Now, if you go, oh my God, that's rigid. No, that's called a business. That's what a business owner who really understands a business. So that means my exercise is incorporated in there. My lunch is incorporated in there. My time with my wife is incorporated in there. I'm about to finish the Born series number 3 tonight. And I ordered the last remaining 2. So that's budgeted in. That's time with wife. And that's at 9 o'clock at night. My wife and I walk. We spend quality time. We watch a movie. We go to dinner on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. I mean, that's budgeted time. I mean, that's built in time. And if you're going to be a highly successful business owner or a highly successful soul having human experience, and you want to create large amounts of income, well, your time has to be valuable. And you want to devote that time to the compounding. I coached an insurance broker today who's a seven-figure income earner. He's been in his company for 12 years. I started coaching when he was 23 years old. He was 6 months into the industry when I started coaching him. And now he's having consistent five-figure months and some six-figure months. Because once again, he understands his industry. His time is valuable. He understands how to duplicate. We spent most of the hour today on how to streamline his closing techniques so he can teach it to his team. I mean, this is what people who are really valuable do. They don't have GOFCs, good old-fashioned chats. Their time is valuable. They're the type of people that they're looking for results. They're looking for decisions. They're looking for ways to create productivity. They're looking for ways to create the bottom line. And they understand taxes. They understand money. And these are qualities that you must understand. You have to cost out, like the house I'm building or that I'm having, it's all costed out. I asked the contractor to add 2 extra concrete pads today. He was like umming and awing. I said, just give me a price. So he gave me a price. I said, I can write you a check for today. He goes, that's not necessary. I mean, once again, that's not, dude, I'm offering you $2,000 for the $2,000 you add. Oh, okay. So when I said, you want cash or check? So I ended up writing him a check. And I would have given him cash, but then once again, he couldn't make a decision. And you'll find that a lot of contractors spend a lot of time going back and forth to Home Depot. and they go to Home Depot and they take lunch, and then their lunch is 2 hours. I mean, it's so common that it's common. I watch them. It's very interesting to watch how many people are overwhelmed. They're not like this. They don't have a sense of urgency. What many people do is they lack urgency, and they're very lackadaisical. And that because their time isn't valuable. This is why so many contractors that contract out a job and contract out a bid lose money, not because of how much time it takes them. And it takes them so much time in who they hire, when they show up, when they quit. I mean, it's not uncommon to see people walk off the job site at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and they show up at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I mean, if it was my business, it'd be 6 to 6 at least. I mean, once again, time is valuable, and when time is money and time has a value commodity, then it changes the equation. And if you have big dreams and big goals and you want to live a good life and you want to live in this state or this city, or you want this house, or you want to send your kid to this college, or there's certain situations that there's sacrifices that are required that you let go of, and there's certain situations you let go of so that you can do this, live the good life. And if you want to live the good life, well, I know it's love that makes the world go round, but I found that money pays for the trip. So if that's part of what you're looking for, then you're in the right place at the right time, in America, Canada, Australia, wherever you're watching this from. But it's going to require you to really step up and be that person you're capable of. And that means that you begin to let go of your anxieties, your fears and doubts, and you start to devote more energy to honing the skills of the craft. And that means you break down the most common denominator, whatever business you own, what venture you're in, or what you're doing for a career. It's the skills that you improve that are going to allow you to command more in the free market. And so if you're a sales professional, that means leads are money. And you have to have, the equation is you have to have more leads than you have time. If you're in lead poverty, or you're not skilled at calling leads, and you avoid leads, or you avoid your business, well, you're not very valuable. I mean, you're just going to get by. But when you become valuable and you really commit to a multiple six-figure income or a seven-figure income, if that's what you're seeking, well, there's an equation to that. So a seven-figure year is a $3,000 day. A $100,000 year is a $300 day. And so that's based on a 365-day principle. So that means that every day of your time, if you commit to being a seven-figure income earner, are $3,000 days. So that breaks down to a $21,000 week. It's an $84,000 month. I mean, that's how you cost out the month. So if that's you, how will you create that value so you can have your first $8,400 month? That's your first six-figure year. Or your first seven-figure year is an $84,000 month. How do you become that person? Well, the first situation is that you let yourself know that you're good enough, and secondly, that you deserve it, and then you go about factoring how that is done. Now, I had my first six-figure month in June of 1997. I was in my late 30s. I had struggled a lot of my life. I'd been an addict for 14 years. I started to master a vocation called network marketing early in my career. In 1990, I went full-time in that industry. I started to have five-figure months. But it took me 7 years to have a six-figure month. But it was worth it, because once that happened, every month was like that. Because once I crossed that bridge, I started, that was achievable. Now, I knew it was a stretch, but the time, I just didn't do it at 100,000, it was 133,000. It happened to one of my clients in 2013. She called me up and goes, "Oh my God, Jeff, this is surreal." She had a $76,000 bonus check from her company and a $132,000 month. And I told her that my first one was $133,000. And she was in such shock of it that I had to talk her off the ledge, because she didn't know that she was going to achieve that kind of bonus check in her company. She was in the right place at the right time in a company that was absolutely going through a growth spurt. She bonused the compensation plan and got her an override check from that. That's exactly what happened to me. And once that happened to me, it was like, wow, I can do this. I can really be that person. Now, once again, I come from a small town like this, 7,500 people, Clarinda, Iowa, and a town just a little bigger, Maryville, Missouri. They're both close to Omaha and Kansas City. Nobody mentored me. I didn't go to a top-tier business school. I was never a superstar salesperson in corporate America. I never succeeded in corporate America. I succeeded in discipline 101 and tenacity 102. That's what, once I became clean and sober. Jay Johns, good to see you, my brother. Jennifer, good to see you. Mike Green, good to see you. I want to acknowledge everyone. Jennifer, you look stunning on today's Facebook Live. I love the look there. So I want to make sure I'm acknowledging everyone that's out there today. If you are out there and I haven't said hello to you, at least say hi here so I can at least acknowledge you. What do you think of the powder blue look? Is that the ticket? So I could really be that person, a multimillionaire. That's right, Mike. You really have it within you. I see Kayla. I see Caroline. Good to see all of you today. James Burns, good to see you this afternoon. James, good to see you there, my brother. So once again, Dawn Sullivan. Dawn, my homegirl. Dawn, did we eat at Rena's in Boston? I believe you and I ate there. Jenny Gilliland, good to see you this afternoon. Debbie Ricks Fuller, good to see you this afternoon. Dawn, we did eat at Rena's, didn't we? Rena's is this joint in Boston right by the airport. And that is where Guy Fiero, he ate there one time. Josh Shea, good to see you. Josh, do you know Rena's in Boston? But I ate there with Dawn Sullivan. We stood outside in line. Guy Fiero would recommend Reno's, right? R-I-N-O-S. I have the distinction, Dawn, of eating one of the best Italian joints in the world with you. I'll never forget that. And then I ate at another place with Dawn in his house on the ocean in Massachusetts. It was so cool. We had to stand outside on a Saturday evening. That was you, your husband, and your daughter. I mean, I do have a great memory. See, that is a skill. That's focus and clarity. Be very focused and extremely clear on what you seek to create. Corey, my brother. Corey Van Winkle, so good to see you here this afternoon. Seth Nowak, good to see you, Seth. Honored to have you on today's Facebook Live. It was delicious and always great to dine with you. Well, I'm going to go back out on the road soon, and I'm really ready to... Brenda, good to see you. I'm going to go back out on the road soon. I'm right now in the process of booking Breakthroughs to Success. As I said, I really want to have a Breakthroughs party in my new house. David Hammer, good to see you. David's been to a lot of my events on the East Coast. David, you're a good man. Sam Nicholson, high five me, baby. Give me a fist five, Sam. Good to see you, my brother. Dawn, would love to see you live again. I'll come to Boston, Dawn, I promise. We'll go to the North End. I'll take some of my best clients. We'll get onto the North End. The North End of Boston is Italian town. If you want to find me in any city, I'm always going Italian. It's my favorite food. Beth Devine says Breakthroughs to Success is life-changing. Yes, it is. Beth has attended many of them, so I will resurrect that event. Mike, I want to come up there to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and see you someday, baby. I have some really good clients in Spokane, Coeur d'Alene. Cassiopeia, looking good to see you. So please come to Boston. Remember that song, Brenda? Please come to Boston for the springtime. Yes, that was Dave Loggins. Not to be confused with Kenny Loggins, no relation. Dave Loggins. Here's my Kenny Loggins story, though. I saw Loggins and Messina's very last concert when I was 19 years old, when in Red Rocks Outdoor Amphitheater. And if you can name Loggins and Messina's number one song, You Are Good. That would be Your Mama Don't Dance and Your Daddy Don't Rock and Roll. So, and then Poison redid that song in 87, I believe. So you can look that up. That's what I was hearing in my head. Yes, please come to Boston in the springtime. I would love to come to Boston in the springtime. So this is my content for today's Facebook Live, is be and stay productive. That's your affirmation that you use that. Kayla, right, I'll be in Boston in a few weeks. So use that affirmation today. Haley, good. That's good, Haley, great song. So use that affirmation today. I am being and staying productive. It's a be and stay state of consciousness. And the more you understand that you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, then you are you and you are free. And as you begin to let go, letting go is such a skill, and I'm so proud of many of you. You are starting to master letting go. You are crushing letting go. And you are letting go on command. L-G-O-C. Let go on command. So awesome to be here with you today. Who do we have here? Quiana, good to see you. Thank you, Quiana. Good to see you on today's Facebook Live. Good to see a lot of new faces. If you have not received a free 20-minute coaching call from me and would like to access that, just go right up there into Messenger and request a free 20-minute call from me, and I will return your request in 24 hours as I am being and staying productive. Wasn't it Danger Zone? Yes, that Kenny Loggins song Danger Zone was after Loggins and Messina. That's when he was solo. Loggins and Messina was Jim Messina from Poco and Kenny Loggins. They had another song called Long Tail Cat, and they had another song. They also did Danny's song. I saw them live in Red Rocks Outdoor Amphitheater. It was one of those concerts where you lose your car. I mean, there were a lot of them were like that. So Loggins and Messina, and that was Jim Messina of Poco and Kenny Loggins. I'm not sure what band he was in before that, but I did see their last concert that they performed. All right, so I want to thank you all for being on today's Facebook Live. I will be back here at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So good to see so many of you on today's Facebook Live this afternoon. Every Tuesday, 4 o'clock, go ahead and let your clients, teammates, and friends. Full sail, baby. Haley said full sail. Good to see you, Haley. Haley, I've been watching the Bourne series. I've watched all three movies, and I just ordered the last two. So Bob Campbell, Bob, my brother. Blessing to all here. Loggins and Messina. Valhalla, very good. Very good one, Bob. Bob is a great musical. He's good at great musical trivia. Bob, thank you for sharing that this afternoon. Jenny, thank you for being on today's Facebook Live. And as always, David Hawkins. You cannot possibly get enough of David Hawkins, The Map of Consciousness Explained. I will tell you, there is one chapter in here that is definitely worth the whole book. And that chapter it's chapter 5, actually. And it's called The ABCs of Success. Notice I have that highlighted. So the ABCs of Success, especially look at attraction. Hawkins breaks down attraction like no author I've ever read. I mean, he breaks down organic attracting. I mean, I promise you, if you read that section on attraction, you will attract someone from reading that content. I mean, it's unequivocally. Becky said, I knew you'd say chapter 5. Correct, Becky. See, Becky, that's why you are such an awesome client, because you and I are in such alignment. So when you're aligned, when you are one with people, it's like this. You can communicate with people without saying a word. See, Brenda, I knew that. Just read that this morning. Awesome content. This is how you attract clients. You read that content and you really grasp it, and you can just sit there and your phone rings. I mean, it happened to me two back-to-back days. Two former clients contacted me and said, I'm ready to hire you. I mean, that's organic marketing. That's not a sales funnel. That's a referral from Task Well Done. Have a great afternoon, everyone. Love being your coach and friend. Bye, Wojo. Read that chapter 5 today. Love you all. Have a great day. Good day and goodbye.